Okay, we know that cleaning up projects are really popular at the moment. We've all heard of clean up the world, clean up the beach, clean up your computer and so on. I asked you all to find out about a clean-up project that you didn't know about and that you think is interesting. Jenny, can you tell us about your project?
Sure. I found this project on an Australian website called Clean Up the River. It's a game for children. You choose your avatar and your transport, how you're going to travel on the river. I chose a turtle. They are such great animals. Then you have to clean up the dirty river. It's cool because it teaches young children about a problem, but in a fun way, you know, it's a game. I really liked it, and I learnt a lot too. And of course, what you do next is get a group of friends together and go and clean up a real river.
Interesting. I like that, and it's a fun idea. OK, next, Greg, what have you got?
Well, I just typed in clean up, and there were a lot of clean up days, as you said. But I found one website that was really interesting. Museum Clean Up Day, at a history museum in the United States. They asked for people to help them to clean up the museum. I think that when you do this, you help people paint and things. But you can also visit the museum for the day, and it's free. I really like that idea. And if you enjoy the day, you might go back to the museum. I really like history, so I would love that.
That's new to me too. And I agree, it sounds interesting to do. OK, now you, Meg.
Well, I actually took part in a clean up the beach day. There was a big crowd of people and we all met at the bus stop in front of the beach. There was a man who told us what to do. We had big plastic bags and we collected any rubbish that we found. We were in different groups and we worked together. It was a really fun day, but it's a pity people drop all this rubbish. It's easy to put it in the bin.